This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What remote work reveals about your communication skills. The lesson remote work taught us about communication that most managers are still ignoring. What happened? Remote work is no longer an experiment. In 2025, HR teams across industries are actively retooling their management strategies to address the specific challenges of leading people they rarely see in person. The focus has shifted from logistics home offices, video tools to something harder, keeping distributed teams connected, accountable, and actually communicating with each other. The communication angle. Here is the lesson. Proximity was never what made communication work. Clarity was. For decades, managers got away with vague directions, half-finished conversations, and assumptions because the office covered for them. You could wander over to someone's desk. You could read the room. You could tell by someone's face that they had no idea what you just said. Remote work ripped all of that away, and suddenly, every manager's communication habits were exposed in broad daylight. The teams thriving in 2025 are not the ones with the best collaboration software. They're the ones where managers learn to say exactly what they mean, every single time. That means specifying deadlines down to the time zone, not just a date. It means ending every meeting with a spoken summary of who owns what next step. It means replacing "let me know if you have questions," which invites nothing, with "tell me the one thing that could block you this week," which invites honesty. The teams struggling are still relying on implication. Their managers send long, meandering emails that require three readings to decode. They hold video calls with no agenda and no clear outcome. They confuse being available on Slack with actually communicating. Availability is not communication. A message that lands with the same meaning it was sent with, that is communication. The fix is not complicated, but it requires discipline. Managers need to build what I call a communication architecture for their teams. Every recurring interaction needs a defined purpose, a defined format, and a defined outcome. The weekly check-in is not a chat. It is a structured conversation with specific questions. The project update is not a status dump. It is a decision-making prompt. When you design your communication instead of just doing it, remote teams stop feeling remote. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on structured clarity gives you a framework for designing communication that works without body language, physical presence, or the social cues we all use to lean on without knowing it. When those props disappear, the words have to do all the work. That chapter shows you how to make them carry the full load. The takeaway. Before your next team meeting, write down one sentence that answers this question. When this meeting ends, what will everyone know or decide that they do not know or have not decided right now? If you cannot write that sentence, cancel the meeting and send a clear email instead. You will save an hour and communicate more effectively in three paragraphs than you would in 60 minutes of vague conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.